Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Actually know what's going on here.
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
And welcome back to the 20 whatever Valentine's Day special.
We love love.
Woo! Happy Valentine's Day,
Happy
lovers.
Happy Valentine's Day. Oh my God, that's right. This episode is out on
literally
Valentine's
on
Day.
Valentine's
Happy
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Lainey.
Will you guys be my Valentine?
Yes. Aww. Yes, yes, yes. I know. I'm feeling very groovy with these glasses.
Yes. If you're not watching on YouTube, go watch because we have some fun decorations.
Yes.
We have glasses.
Yes.
And we're all in Valentine's Day colors.
Yes.
Yeah. This is like a very big holiday too. You know, like in addition to
right.
Halloween.
Well, they would say this is like a Hallmark
holiday.
Because you know, it's like, you know, pretty bullshit.
Bitch, I bought into it.
I know.
Like, yeah. I want the little eye heart, like the candies.
Oh,
like the
yes.
Candy
hearts. What are those called?
The candy hearts?
But they're gross. Yeah.
They don't taste good.
They're not good. They're just for show.
They taste like chalk.
Yes.
And I'm so sorry to those of you who enjoy them.
I know, but they're not good.
It's like a controversy with that and like candy corn. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah,
those. I do like candy corn.
I do not.
Some people think it tastes like candles. Wax.
Yeah.
There you
Delicious candles.
Well, maybe.
From Bath and Body Works.
Right. I feel like you... This is like so your holiday with like your pinkness and all of your like
I
stuff.
Love it. And I mean, I love love. So I love this and I make it a big deal in my relationship and with like my family and my friends and myself. And so.
Were you always like that when like when you were in school? Were you the Valentine's Day girly?
I loved making the decoration for like your desk.
Oh,
and remember
yes.
like when they would do those and I would love sitting down and going to like 7-Eleven when I would go to Target or any of those and get those right. I would write them down. I still remember like I would take very delicate care to each person.
Right.
Like we are going per name. I'm like, all right, mom, this person needs this candy. This
right.
like, it's serious.
But like
deal.
We definitely, I definitely gave like the smallest candy and smallest Valentine to who I disliked in the class. Because well, we had to give, everybody had to have one. Like that was a rule. You had to give a Valentine to everybody. And I was like, okay, well, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to give the biggest one to like my best friend and the boy I have a crush on probably. And then I'm going to give the girls that I literally hate and they're going to get the boo-boo candy. All the time. Always. I'm like, I have to give it to you, but you're going to take the shit candy.
Do you guys remember what characters you would choose? Like, any years, can you remember which ones you chose? Because, you know, they'd have, like, the character.
Oh, right.
You know, paper Valentines. Definitely. Like, I remember one time getting Star Wars ones, and the puns were spectacular. Because it was like, you're a force to be reckoned with. Happy Valentine's Day.
Right.
Will you be my apprentice?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I do remember
those. I do, too. I think I definitely had a Powerpuff Girls one.
Yeah,
year.
Definitely
like,
had a princess
like young
one.
When
yeah.
I was like elementary school type.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, princesses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think I had a SpongeBob one too, but I think that was like on purpose and like funny when I was like not like other girls, you know?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, no. I watched SpongeBob, so I was like, this is actually funny, but like if I'm trying to like do a girly thing, SpongeBob is not the route to go. But I was like, I don't care about that.
I'm right.
Not like
God, other girls anyway. I was so different.
I'm one of the guys.
I was not allowed to watch SpongeBob. So like I was like, right. Oh my God, SpongeBob. Yeah. Like let me everything. Cause right. I would only have seen so few of them. And so right. I would use those to the death.
Right.
I'm like, I know what the fuck. My mom doesn't let me watch it.
Right. Right.
And to this day, whenever I like quote anything SpongeBob, Ryan will be like,
you're fake.
Did you even watch SpongeBob growing up as a kid? I'm like, do not withhold that from me right. because I wanted to be a part.
Right.
Well, today, in honor of Valentine's Day, we wanted to do a whole episode on crushes.
Yes.
Something we'd love to talk about.
Yes. Something. There's something about crushes.
There's something about it. And like when I was thinking about this episode, I realized that until I was like 14 or 15, I wanted to have a crush, but the idea of it actually becoming anything terrified me.
Right. Right.
Like, I wanted to have a crush, but I didn't want him to know, because then if he did like me back, then, like, what does that mean? Yeah. And then if he doesn't like me back, like, obviously, I am heartbroken.
Right.
And unironically crying to That Should Be Me by Justin Bieber.
Absolutely.
Right.
Correct.
So, like, there is no win here. The best case scenario is I get to, like, pine after you from afar.
Right.
And, like, giggle with my girlies.
Right.
I didn't want anything from these crushes.
Yeah.
It's just the idea.
It's the idea. And I was thinking, too, I was like, okay, what's the difference between having a crush and, like, having feelings for somebody or starting to like somebody? I was like, because there's a difference, right? Like, to me, if I start catching feelings for somebody, even when I was younger, right? Like, obviously, this is different now. But, like, well, yeah, we probably have some sort of relationship. We probably talk, you know, we probably hang out or something like that. And then I catch feelings. A crush can be so absolutely delusional. Like, you never even speak to this person. But, like, all you're doing is, like, trying to find out whether they like you or not. All you're doing is spending your time talking about them, walking by them, trying to get them to, like, talk to you, trying to catch their gaze. Trying to catch, not catch the glaze.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I think it's like glizzy.
No glaze from
the glizzy
anyone.
Glaze.
Ew.
Sorry.
You know what I'm saying? You spend so much time like thinking about what it could be than actually thinking about like the reality of it. It's just like, oh my God. And I also remember like having like crushes at school or crushes in shows. Dear God. And all you did, like, you're not even thinking. It takes up all of your thoughts. You're like, let me go on stage, do what I got to do, and then get back to be like, okay, so what happened while I was gone? Oh, my God, who was he talking to? No, it's like delusion. It's straight delusion.
Right.
Correct.
Right. And the person potentially may not even know you exist.
Exactly. Yeah. Or, like,
that's
just
a kicker.
It's and you overthink every little thing, too. Like, if they even say hi to you, you're like, oh, my God, so-and-so said hi to me. It's like, and you're like, girl.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We were partners in science last Thursday.
Dude.
And what is that? I was talking to my roommate about it because he has this crush at work, whatever. And he was like, this is ridiculous because why am I like so giddy? Because also we're like grown, right? And he's like, why is that like so, like, why am I like thinking about it? And like, all I want to do at work is like try to like get down over there to like talk to him or whatever. And I was like, he's like, this is like insane because this is not like a normal feeling. Like this is a crush.
It's kind of like fangirl behavior where you're just like, yes.
Oh my God, I'm just like everything is so like
all at once. Yeah.
Yes.
And everything feels like it has this elevated sense of like everything they say or everything.
Like it means something.
Yes.
Yes.
And maybe that's like the kind of thing where like fangirl, it's like this person doesn't know I exist, but like I'm in love with them. And like,
right.
like how we feel about Renee Rapp.
Right.
Renee Rapp. We all have a crush on her. She doesn't know we exist yet.
Right. Yet.
But Amen. We are like, girl, watching her on SNL with Meg Thee Stallion, we were like, oh my God.
To be fair, Ryan did DM her very angrily.
I did.
You That's did?
True.
I remember when we were at her show, I was like, where the fuck are you? Please show yourself. I also forgot about that.
Because I'm so bored of these openers. Please come out.
Dude, you are so cracked for that. I forgot that you did that. I remember you're like, yeah, I'm gonna DM Renee also, Rapp right now. Where is she?
As if that was gonna do anything. As if she'll ever see my message.
Technical difficulties. You're like, bitch, where the fuck are you?
I was like, hello? Show yourself.
Okay, you guys know that I am not a breakfast girly. I love breakfast foods, but I just don't prioritize eating it in the mornings. But HelloFresh has these turkey and cheese egg bites that are so delicious and so easy. I put mine in the air fryer and they come out perfect. For a limited time, HelloFresh is giving all their subscribers free breakfast for life. That means you'll enjoy a totally free breakfast item with every single HelloFresh delivery. Each HelloFresh box is packed with farm fresh ingredients and everything arrives pre-portioned right to your doorstep for less hassle and less wasted food. I've also been loving their chocolate chip breakfast muffins. I drizzle a little bit of maple syrup on top and it's just so good. The egg bites and the muffin just make breakfast so easy and quick for me. HelloFresh also has a lineup of quick and easy meals, including their 15-minute recipes designed to help minimize mealtime stress. That's even quicker than delivery. I ended up making their grilled chicken and green pepper sandwich, which was part of their quick and easy meal. It said 15-minute recipe, and when I tell you it was literally 15 minutes, I couldn't believe it. Because you know me, if I'm cooking, it says 30 minutes, I say an hour. This says 15 minutes, and it is a true 15 minutes. No more staring blankly in the fridge, wondering what to make for dinner. Give HelloFresh a try and dig into their biggest menu yet, with over 45 recipes to choose from each week. So if you're looking to eat healthier, refresh your kitchen skills, or prioritize breakfast like me, you can go to HelloFresh.com/whateverfree and use code whateverfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life available for a limited time at HelloFresh.com/whateverfree with code whateverfree. From HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
Anyway, yeah, I did do that. But yes, we do have like an unreasonable, like we're like, oh my God, we love her.
Love her.
But like she doesn't know.
And I don't need her to know.
And I like I don't really want her to know.
Yeah.
Agreed. Like let's just.
Because then that makes it too like. Then something has to happen. Yeah.
But like when I was younger, I didn't need to know if they liked me.
Oh, you did.
I wanted to know. But like, again, I nothing would have happened.
Right.
Like I wouldn't have been able to do anything about that. But I just needed to know.
Oh, my God. Wait, this is making me think of the embarrassing like story that I.
Please.
Oh, my God. Should I tell? Oh, I'm embarrassed.
Tell because it's tell almost- the story.
Yes.
Tell the story.
Okay.
Embarrass yourself.
Fine.
You dragged it out.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Literally.
This is really embarrassing. So just bear it with me. And I'm going to kick it off with back in elementary school.
Ah, yes.
This older boy was paired with me to be my reading buddy.
Oh, okay. Reading
buddy. A reading buddy. So in school, like they would pair you a younger person with like someone either a year or 2 years older. Like mm-hmm. They're not very knowledgeable. Well, they're in elementary right. school. Like they're a fifth grader and right. you're like a third or whatever.
Right.
Point is, I was paired up with this boy and I was like, oh my God, this is right. my buddy reader.
Right.
Every Friday we got to meet up in like the courtyard and right. he would read or whatever. And I would just stare at this man.
This boy.
This man, he's like eight.
Yeah. This child, this, like this boy, yeah. this literal boy. We are like, how old are you when you're in second, third grade?
Like 10. No, like eight. Like
seven yeah. or eight.
Seven or eight.
Oh my
God. A baby.
And I can still feel the emotions. It's so funny. I'm a little embarrassed.
I feel that though.
So he was my buddy reader, and since he was a grade older, like, or you didn't really see him, like, he was even on a different playground than right. what I was on.
Right.
But I do remember that during lunch, he had to pass by our playground to get to the lunch tables. So you bet your bottom dollar. I, at the time, was doing gymnastics and would go on the bar that was, like, on the farthest of the corner and do my turns to show off right. to get him to look. First of all, just the cringe of knowing that I was, like, the gymnastic girl being like, oh, is he coming? Is he coming? Okay, go.
Right.
And, like, be spinning and just, like, trying to, like, look over and catch a glimpse at him.
Right.
Didn't work. Next step, I went to the swings. Would swing and swing and swing. He didn't look over. Okay. So I figured out, playing the hand games, like, down by the banks of the right. hanky-panky, closest, like I would pull my friend. I'd be like, come literally right here because he's going to walk by right here. And so I'd be like down by the bank because then I was talking and being loud and I could right. at least. And one time he like looked over and I was like, oh, hi. And I was like, oh my God. And I was like, that's my buddy reader. That's the guy I've been talking about.
Right.
Plot thickens.
No.
One day I'm hanging out at my house in like the little front little area. He passes by on his bike. My buddy reader passes right. by on my bike.
Right.
And I'm shitting myself because right. what is my crush doing out front of my house doing right. laps? So then he like saw me or whatever and was like, oh my God, hi. And I was like, silent, I'm sure. So right. embarrassing, said nothing. And he
was like, I have to do a backflip right now.
He's
passing by.
Something. And he's looking at me and he's just like, oh, like I live nearby. My grandparents live down the cul-de-sac down that way. And I was like, no shit, got it. Clocked that in, right?
Right.
So if you don't think that I would ride my bike out front of his grandparents' house, mm-hmm. and that didn't work. And you know what? I was determined to know if this guy had any sort of feelings for me.
Right.
So on Valentine's Day,
it keeps getting worse.
The magic was in the air. I was going to risk it for the biscuit.
Right.
Okay. I write this guy a note.
No, not the note.
Was it a check yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like,
dude, I've done
circle the box or yep. cross the box. Yep. Let me know how you feel.
Yeah.
And I even was so ballsy to grab my mom's red lipstick and kiss it. I kissed the note, you guys.
Oh my God.
Did not tell my mom, did not tell nobody. Right. I was like, I'm going to go ride my bike on the block. Put my little note in my bag. Rode by
his
house.
You were going to just hand it to him?
I put it on the doorstep of his grandparents' house. And on the front of the letter, it had his name.
Oh, Father, help us.
Yeah. First of all, girl, he does not live there. That's right. His grandparents' house.
Right.
So you know grandma was opening it up like, this is juicy.
Right. Right.
With a kiss on it? Oh, right. My gosh. Point is, for a long time, I was like, did he get the note? Did he get the note? Oh my God, and also, right, like, right. I have to wait and, like, kind of just see what right. the heck is. He ended up going to his grandparents' house.
He got the note.
Okay. And I remember it was like he told me at the buddy reading thing that Friday, the following. It was right.
You had some balls.
Just, I know, dude. This is crazy.
What I did for love.
Right.
And he was like, my grandma, and that's how I found out it was his grandma's house. Also, he's right. like, my grandma gave me the note that you put on my doorstep. And I was like,
Oh, me
acting weird as to why you would get the letter. Also, right. me, that's so crazy that you read that.
Right. It's like, I just like you didn't just put it there. Like, right.
And he was just like, it's so nice and everything, but I'm older than you. Like, it was right. kind of like, oh,
but he was gentle about it.
He really was. And I remember, like, when we grew older, he, like, followed me on Instagram.
Oh, you're hot now.
And
now you're not a third grader.
Now that 2-year age gap doesn't seem so crazy.
Yeah. He's like, I don't mean shit now.
I will say, I followed back. And I did stalk from afar for a little bit. And right. I was just kind of like, oh, we'll probably engage somewhere, something.
Right.
But then obviously nothing ever happened. He got himself right. a girlfriend and a dog in a house and he's happy.
Right.
I just thought he was the cutest. And he obviously had the Justin Bieber swoopy hair.
Right.
Uh-huh. So God, did he have me in shackles.
No, literally. And while you literally brought up Reading Bunny and immediately I was like, ting, I remember something. Reading Buddies, right? This time I'm in fifth grade.
Oh.
I'm a Reading Buddy.
Oh.
And I had a crush on this boy, Danny. Oh, Danny.
Danny,
if you're watching,
boy.
Danny, I loved you. I really did, and everybody knew it. And he had a little brother, and I got to be the little brother's reading buddy. And I was like,
so you're basically
fucking
in.
Perfect.
I'm in.
I literally was like, yeah, because you're my brother-in-law, because I'm going to marry your brother.
It's part of the family.
Yeah, this is perfect. I'm like, perfect.
Right.
It literally did nothing. Didn't do shit. He didn't care. I was like trying so hard to be like, yeah, something. Like, talk to your brother. Like, he's like, oh yeah. I was like, nothing's gonna work then.
You're like, this is fine. All I have.
Yeah. And I also, what's also so cracked too, is that I tried so hard to get this man's attention. For fifth grade, there was like singers. So you could like sing at the fifth grade graduation. And I was like, I'm gonna sing at the fifth grade graduation. Duh. Bad choice. Shouldn't have done that. But this is not about that. We would practice and we would get pulled out, you know, like the last like few days of school to practice, mm-hmm. whatever. And like also like getting pulled out of school was like.
Right.
A little flux.
Of course.
Yeah. And so.
And I'm coming back with lunch.
And I'm coming. Right. But no, literally. I get pulled out to sing the song or whatever. But they were like, oh yeah, whoever's singing in the thing, like come. And I would always was like, he's going to be like so shook because like. I'm going to like sing, like I'm a singer.
Right.
And Simon Cowell's going to be in the audience and I'm right. going to be discovered.
Literally. Right. And then Danny's going to confess his love to me because now he knows I'm a famous singer.
Yeah. Right.
And all the time, it didn't work. Whatever. I sang at the graduation. It was fine. Everyone sang goodbye because it was actually on the last day of school. And then Danny came up to me after and was like, you sounded so great. Like you did so good. I'm so sad. Like we're not going to the same middle school. And I was like, I didn't even care that we were going to the same middle school.
No.
I was like,
I got what I wanted. I did
it. It literally worked. It worked. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Okay, ladies, so it works.
So great. Sing. Sing at the graduations, okay? I promise I'll come up to you after.
It is so funny. Just the joy of like being young and having a crush and striving for their attention and then getting some small piece of that in return.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you said, sometimes you don't even, it doesn't even matter that you're not going to the same school, that there's nothing after this. That's all. Right.
That's all. I just wanted that moment. I wanted like, not the validation, but like all of my like freaking out and like pining, all of that stuff to just be like, yeah, you're kind of cool.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, like, that's God. All I need.
That is so iconic that he did come up after you.
I
like,
know.
That's so cool.
I know. And I know. I was really like, thanks. Like, and then, I mean, I was in fifth grade, so it's not like I was grown, but I was a little bit older to not be like, like, I was like, thanks. Like, yeah, I hope you have a great summer. Like, shit like that. But I was losing my mind.
As we're talking about getting, like, attention, I just realized, like, now with the age of the internet, that's what, like, when they chat about, like, doing so much on the internet. And then, like, they'll like your story. And you're like, well, it was worth it.
Right. You're like,
I don't care.
Yeah.
They like my story. They like my post. So they're in love with me. I knew it. I'm very thankful that the internet was not around when I was younger because I am worried.
Yeah, I think I definitely would have been a lot for me, probably.
Even just in the sense of like trying to get attention
from
like people that you liked and wondering if they liked you. Like, at least it was time boxed to the school day, unless you're Paloma going to his grandma's house.
Right. That's
extracurricular.
But she's extracurricular.
This episode is sponsored by Ritual. If you're thinking about getting pregnant, it is never too soon to start taking a prenatal vitamin. The first 28 days of pregnancy are an important time in a baby's neurodevelopment, so it's important to start taking a prenatal before you're pregnant as well as during pregnancy. As y'all know, I am currently growing a little baby inside me, and Ritual's Essential for Women prenatal has been a great choice for me. Ritual's prenatal vitamin is made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy, including omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development, choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Just 2 capsules a day. I usually take mine at night, and you can take them with or without food, so it's really convenient. And I've also found them to be very gentle on the stomach. They have a delayed release capsule design and a nice lemon or mint smell, so it's been very easy for me to take it and be consistent with my daily ritual. And Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. They've been rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual multivitamins are vegan, non-GMO project verified, gluten and major allergen free, certified B Corp, and made traceable. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 20% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/20. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/20 for 20% off.
I had a crush who I think, honestly, I only had a crush on because his name was Drew, and I could listen to Teardrops on my guitar by Taylor Swift and be like, Drew looks at me, you know, so like it fit. So well, it's like,
of course,
perfect. And we have a class together, so I can like,
right.
Dream.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
So I tell my friends, right, that I like, right, dream, of course, of our life together. So I tell my friends, because of course, that's like the whole fun part of having a crush. And did you guys always do like code names?
Oh, mm-hmm. I still do code names.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun.
I mean, I don't have a crushes anymore these days, but right. When I did. Oh, yeah.
I was always like fruit or something.
Yes.
Like, what was yours?
Mine was always mango. Sorry.
Really? Yeah. Oh, we did different ones per crush. Oh. And it was something about them. So like, my friend had a crush on a guy who always wore checkered Vans, so we called him Checkers. Like, and we'd write notes to each other, like, Checkers walked by me in the hall.
Right.
You know, whatever. So everyone had, like, their code name. So I had a crush on this boy, mainly because of the Taylor Swift song, and just, I wanted to have a crush. It's fun. I'm in sixth grade.
Right.
So this boy, I tell my friends, it gets back to him.
Hate that.
Hate that. So.
That's actually the worst thing that could happen.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but then, he's like, I like her too.
Oh.
Except for the fact that now I'm terrified.
Right.
Because now a crush is going somewhere.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So He like asks me out.
Oh.
I say yes.
Right.
By like fourth period, I'm like, oh my God, what is this? I don't know if I even like him. I don't know anything about him. I think we broke up by sixth period.
Right.
Like I literally think it was like less than a day.
Right.
And then we stayed in the same friend group like through high school and we would like joke about that. Like, right. Remember when we dated for less like, than a day?
6 hours?
Yeah. And it was like, right. We never even saw, like, I don't think we held hands at school. I don't think we hugged. I think it was like purely through friends and then like texting.
Right.
For a day.
Right.
Because
that's so real.
And the crush, so but real. The crush had been months in the making. This is what right. I should have wanted.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
When yeah, I was listening real. To the Taylor Swift song, but then it's all too real.
Yeah, it is too real. And I think especially during that time, like we know, well, what we think we know about what a relationship looks like mm-hmm. and with like teenagers, we're like, oh my God, now we have to like kiss or something. And yeah. that's like more than what I like. I want to romanticize that and like think about that and be like, yeah, kissing, but I don't actually want to kiss anybody.
Dude. Right.
I don't know how. I can't. I'm scared.
And that's where I feel like between like seventh and eighth grade, that changed for me.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was like, now I need you to know that I like you because
I'm trying to kiss.
Yeah, I want to kiss mm-hmm. everyone yeah. all the time.
Right. Right.
Which, we are here to kiss. You guys want to play a kissing game.
Right, 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 right.
Yeah. Which, kind of, you know, similar to the episode we did a couple weeks ago. We did a whole episode on sexual awakenings.
Right.
So if you want more on that, we'll link that episode in the description.
Yes.
But we also had some viewer submissions for this episode on their crushes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Which would be interesting.
Yes.
To get into.
I think these are really great. And while we choose some of these, I was also thinking about like the difference between having a crush as an adult mm. and having a crush like when you're like a teenager. And I think the main difference is obviously one is that if you want it to go somewhere else, it can go somewhere else, right? Like between the two of you. But also, it's kind of just gives, like, very flirtatious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what the difference is, right? Like, if I have, like, let's think about, like, work crushes, right? You only see them at work, and maybe you're talking over, you know, whatever the fuck. But it's just giving, like, it's just flirty when it's in person. Even if you really have no intentions of it going anywhere, like, that's, like, oh, yeah, my work crush. It's, like, you guys just, like, poking fun at each other and being, like, yeah, when I look. Work wife, whatever that shit is, that's like, I feel like the equivalent of having like a crush.
Mm-hmm. Like a school crush. Because
yes.
it's again, it's specific time.
Yes. Like I'm not like trying to make plans to see you outside of work unless it's like a work related thing. And like, I'm not really interested. Like I know about you because we talk about it at work. And like, I like the idea. Also probably that it's like at work and that's a little scandy. Like yeah. if you're into that, you know.
But guess what? One of them brings up the crush or something like, and then all of a sudden you have a work scandal with the relationship.
Right.
And that's why it's got to stay a crush.
But that's why it's got to stay a crush.
Yep.
But that's also what makes it a little spicy and hot is
yep.
because it's not supposed to be happening.
Right.
I need to read some smut is what I
leave recommendations so. In the comments.
Leave some because I'm ready. I'm here. I'm here now.
I did say I was going to read a book this year and I definitely would prefer
it's
going to
be smut. I'm not. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Like, I want to do, like, the fourth wing or whatever everyone's obsessed with. But, like, I just, listen, let's.
And he pinned me to the wall.
That's what I'm looking for.
So, here's the thing. I have been reading, like, crazy this year.
Period.
Since I got my Kindle.
Reading girly.
Come on.
I've just been so into it. Mostly historical fiction.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I need, like, just a romantic little bit of sexiness, just palate cleanser in
right.
between some of the more, like, literary books,
right.
you know, and more like
back
just
in the 1800s,
right?
Literature.
Which is what I like.
Right.
In between the literature, I like a little bit of sexiness.
Yeah,
there was, and I'm not super into the like book talk books. Like, what's a lot of what's popular right now? Like, is it my cup of tea? Like a lot of like the fantasy romance. However, a lot of people on TikTok were talking about this book called Icebreakers, saying it was like the dirtiest book. It's about like a college hockey player and an ice skater, and it's just like dirty, dirty, dirty. And I was like, well, perhaps I should see what all the hype is.
Well,
about.
I'm a dirty, dirty girl. Give me the book.
Let me tell you, easy read, lots of smut.
Yeah.
Hell check yeah. it out.
Perfect.
Great. That's a great one.
What's
it called? Icebreakers.
Icebreakers. Hell yeah.
And the author, I believe, Hannah Grace, has other books as well.
Okay.
All in like the same, like, fictional universe. She's building a fictional
yeah.
universe of College smut.
Thank God.
Hell yeah,
that's
dude.
What the world needs more of. Yeah.
Dude, you know what I saw? Up. Same kind of vibe, not the same kind of. There's this app called Dipsy, and it's all
I've
like audio
that.
Erotica and stuff like that.
Oh,
bro, I saw an ad for it on YouTube. I was sold. I was like, this is why we get sponsorships, because I'm gonna buy this right now. Because it was just like, stories like read in like a sexy voice, like, and you could also pick the kind of voice, like a husky man or like a petite woman, like all kind of stuff. And I was like, that was shit for everybody in here. Yeah.
Mm. Wow. Have you tried it?
Not yet. I will do a review.
You should.
She calls. She's like, hey, guys.
Yeah, I'm like, first versus chapter.
Sorry, I'm late. I was going to say hair is all askew, but somehow it still is. It was that good.
It was that good. Honestly, this is like a little bit off topic, but I feel like we could do like an episode about that because, you know, we're young ladies in our 20s and they want to act like we're not sexual beings. So, girl. Let's talk about it. We're reading smut. We're listening to audio erotica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's America, baby.
Okay, so we have a bunch of your submissions pulled about your crushes. And let me just say, there's an entire subfolder in this folder for Renee Rapp.
Right.
With, let's see, about 10 submissions.
Not even including ours.
Yeah.
Retweet.
I think it should just be like standard that everyone has a crush on Renee Rapp.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
And even though the Mean Girls movie has gotten some, like, I think valid criticism, thing that I have not seen anyone dispute is that Renee Rapp is unreal as Regina, vocally, acting wise,
looks,
attitude. She is just like such a star. Mm-hmm. And I could just stare at her all day long.
Truly. Mm-hmm. Truly. She was just on SNL with Megan Thee Stallion. And, the other Regina George, what is her name? The original
Rachel
Regina
McAdams.
George. Yeah, her too. And I was like, not only is this iconic, this is very sexy.
Did you see the photo that Renee uploaded of like Meg, her and her? They were doing the Spider-Man thing.
Yeah,
I was like, not the Regina George multi-universe.
I know, I know. Love that. And also, I mean.
Great. Googly moogly.
Literally. I know. I loved it. I loved it.
Great so, performance, ladies.
Yep.
So Kay said, Renee Rapp, that woman is literally the single best thing to come out of my life this year.
Right.
Retweet.
Agree. Agree.
Nicole said, especially after the Mean Girls movie, I cannot stress this enough. Renee Rapp, I've been on the Renee train for a while, but after the intro scene, I cannot handle my feels for this woman. Like, Renee, you can watch my world burn whenever you'd like.
Oh, I love that. That's great.
So good. There's so many Renee Raps.
Valid. So valid. She's honestly, I feel like she's got the internet in a chokehold right now.
I know. Yeah. Like, and I hope it continues.
I hope it continues in the good way.
Yeah. I am very
in the good
fearful,
way.
Ladies.
I'm worried.
And I was going to say, I don't even want to say it because
I don't
want to
say it either. But
I'm fearful that she will have a downfall.
Yeah, the girlies are going to turn on her.
And the things that people love about her now.
They're going to hate about her.
Right. Like, I feel like one thing that people have loved about her is like how unfiltered she is. Mm-hmm. She, you know, is probably making the studios go crazy with the things that she's saying. And she does, you know, it doesn't seem like she has media training. And we love that.
Right.
But
until we don't.
Yeah, right. When does that flip to become like a Rachel Zegler?
Mm-hmm.
I hope it never happens.
Right.
Which I was going to say,
go ahead. Literally go ahead.
Ryan and I briefly mentioned about this because I was talking about how bananas that Rachel Zegler really didn't say anything.
Like really nothing.
Really
crazy.
Anything. And she got so much backlash. But I have heard Renee say some outlandish stuff that people could misconstrue.
Right.
And just the fact that she goes, I'm ageist. Like, obviously, haha, funny bit, and she runs with it. But, like, obviously, people could get really upset about
well,
that.
Let any person of color say that, and then it's like, I cut your butt. I mean, Rachel Zegler is a great comparison in that. When, like, obviously, like, Renee Rapp's amazing and great and funny and hilarious and, like, love her. But, like, let's just look at the material. Like.
I know. I really hope she doesn't have the same thing that happens to all the girls.
Right.
But it's just definitely telling to see that Renee Rapp does have like the privilege kind of to like say these things and no like backlash.
Totally.
Right. You know,
a lot of people were comparing her to Jennifer Lawrence and they were like, it's going to get Jennifer Lawrence. Like everybody loved her because she was wild and said crazy shit. And then everybody was like, girl, grow up, get a life, like all this stuff and turned on her. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Chrissy Teigen too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like it's like cute and funny when you're like not too big and then you get big and they're like, okay, but now you need to act right.
I know. Oh, please let her reign continue to reign for 2024.
I know.
Should we dive into these crushes, ladies?
Well, we're in.
Oh, let's continue.
Please. We're in.
I thought we were just chatting about Renee Rapp.
I mean, this is a Renee Rapp episode yet again. Part two.
All right. Josh
Hutcherson. My Pinterest wedding inspo board has been titled Becoming Ms. Josh Hutcherson since 2012. It annoys my boyfriend so much, but I love him. Hashtag short kings forever.
Oh. Who's the submitter?
It doesn't say their name.
Anonymous.
I'm so sorry. That's PETA, right?
Yeah.
Oh, PETA.
But I think because of the Five Nights at Freddy's movie, people are freaking out about how apparently so hot he was. I didn't watch the movie, so I don't know.
Well, and I mean, Josh Hutcherson has been like, he was like a Tumblr favorite back because of the Hunger Games. And that was the origin of the whistle edit, you know?
Excuse me?
No. I'm sorry. Are you not educated?
No, please.
So, you know, do you know what rickrolling is? You know, when people will get you to click a link or do something and it's that never gonna give you up, you know?
Yes.
Nope.
Oh, okay. So that's rickrolling.
Okay, great.
People have been doing a Josh Hutcherson rickroll where you'll think you're watching something else. Like people will be like, I can't believe this was at the end of the credits for Five Nights at Freddy's. But then it's just this picture of him with his hands behind his head and the song Whistle.
Oh.
Like it's like a thirst trap.
Oh.
Except I can't really call it a thirst trap because it's a stationary photo of him.
Well, I mean, thirst traps can be static.
A fan edit, I guess I would say.
Oh, yeah.
But it has gotten so deep to the point that I think I saw an airline do like a Josh Hutcherson whistle surprise. Of like, I think it was like Spirit Airlines or Ryanair was like.
There's a huge resurgence of it. And then it was like a sound that was trending on TikTok and not just where you think it's trending and you click and only 1,000 people use the song and your For You page is For You paging. Also, this viewer did do anonymous, but they signed the name, signed Josh Hutcherson's future wife.
Oh my gosh. Right. I did not see that. That is so funny.
Right. Correct.
So yeah, that's the whistle edit.
Okay. Got it.
And people have just been putting that everywhere as like a surprise gotcha.
Got it. So he wasn't in the movie.
Oh, yes, he was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But the whistle edit was not.
Got it. Okay. Okay. Well, that's fair. I mean, I get you and everybody else.
Yeah.
Future Mrs. Hutcherson, because everybody.
I feel like there's definitely another one of Hutcherson.
Oh, yeah. I think there's a few.
Oh, so PETA really got people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, dang. Mm-hmm.
I know.
Good for him.
Absolutely congrats. Good for him. Because also, I feel like he's a non-problematic king, too. I haven't really heard nothing going on too much.
Yeah. Way to go, PETA.
Good for you, PETA.
Josh,
good for you.
Team PETA.
Sorry.
Team PETA. No, that's his name.
What's that Tana Mojo clip? We on Team Bryce out here. On God.
Oh, yeah. On God.
We on Team Pete out here. On God.
God. Literally. Okay. Ooh. Okay. This one says, I absolutely adore Cole Sprouse. I know he comes off as somewhat pretentious, but I think he's so cool. Gives me butterflies. LOL. I was a Cody kid, so I guess the loyalty lasts a lifetime. Honorable mention, Jeremy Allen White. And it's so crazy to bring up Jeremy Allen White. Because I saw him at the club.
What?
Mm-hmm.
He's the actor from The Bear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And all of like the women are freaking out because of his new ad, like where he obviously had the abs.
Yeah, I saw him.
And the undies were shown, and so I knew you were losing it.
for a long time, I kept looking at him, but I was like, I don't know who that is, but I was like, I do though. But
it's
Liv
from
know.
Shameless. That's what you think. You're like, that's a guy from Shameless.
I literally was like, who is it? Who is it? I kept looking. And there was another celebrity there too that I could not. I was at the club, so I was drunk. So my brain wasn't like trying, it wasn't working. And I was like, I know that guy, but I don't know. And I'm not trying to be weird. Like, I don't want to stare. But then I was looking, and I was like, I think he's that guy from that one show. And then like the next day, the club that I was at posted that he was there, and I was like, nice, yeah.
And he just won,
and yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was. What did he just win again?
Did he just win an Emmy?
An Emmy. Those were. He just won an Emmy. Him and his co-star,
the black girl.
Yes, yep. They are slaying.
Slaying. I know. It was so well. The other thing too, I was like, maybe it's not him because there was like no security. Like he was just like vibing there, like
that's
regular ass, like chilling. And this was like a week after the Emmys. Like, the Emmys just happened.
Wait, which bar was this?
I was at Honey's.
Honey's?
Honey's in East LA.
What was he doing
Hollywood.
At Honey's?
I don't know. Honey's is also a very famously, like, lesbian bar. So I don't know what he was doing
love
there. But
that lip from Shameless was there.
He was there and he was vibing and like, whatever. And, like, everybody, obviously, like, everybody can go to this bar. It's not, like, exclusive. But I was like, who is this man? But there was no bodyguards, no nothing. He was just vibing. Like right after the Emmys happened too, I was like, is this safe?
Wow.
Yeah.
Like I'm not gonna come up to you, but like, I don't know about these other people in here.
Yeah.
But maybe he felt safe because it was a lesbian
bar. Yeah, maybe he's like, you know where I can go without security? Yeah. Honey,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, right. You're like safe,
safe, safe face for you to be.
Have you guys watched the new show? His new show, The Bear.
I have not. But recommend we do share a Hulu account, so I know that you have been watching it.
Every time I sign in, hello, Ryan.
I know. I'm like, who's watching all these shows? It's you.
Please watch The Bear, ladies. Add it to your thing. It is just such a great show, and like the art of like cooking and like the the chops that goes behind it, and you just obviously end up feeling like, thank you, chef. Yes, chef. Yep.
Right. So. I've been seeing a few clips on TikTok, especially after the Emmy win and everything. Yeah.
Him and his co-star. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Good job. They deserve well-deserved awards.
Period.
Period. And her other crush that she mentioned.
Who?
Cole Sprouse.
Oh, Cole Sprouse.
I like that she brought up because she was a Cody girl.
Mm. Yes.
Because I think you were either a Zach or a Cody girl.
Yes.
In the same way that you had to pick to be, like, which Jonas brother was yours.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I was also a Cody girl.
I was going to say, are you Cody girl?
I was a Cody girl.
What about you?
I was a Zach girl.
I was always having a battle between both of them.
You're like, I'm into Arwen.
Yeah.
Right.
Jess.
Not Jess. Please.
To be fair, I think it's just I like a man with a big forehead because I had a crush on Dwight from The Office, too, and I would have killed him.
Right. Okay. She was a big forehead.
I just love a man with a good forehead.
Good brains. That was so that one was from Jalen. Jalen, respectfully, the new Cole Sprouse, I can't really get behind. I respect you for that. I think it was the cigarette in the podcast for me. I was like, okay, girl.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I haven't seen, but I know that he's entered his. I'm an actor.
Yeah,
and like that's so.
And like tea, but
and I support you.
Relax,
but perhaps
that just
don't smoke inside.
Yeah,
unlocked a memory for me that I think I blocked out. That Kenzie and I. You remember when Cole Sprouse went to like NYU and everyone was talking about it? Like, oh my god, he's at NYU. Mm-hmm. When that like that same fall that he was starting at NYU and there was like all this press about it, Kenzie and I went on a trip to New York with my dad. And while my dad was sleeping, we snuck out of the hotel,
right.
Got in a taxi, and we're like, I think we were like mostly joking, but we were delusional. We're like, let's go to NYU
right, to see
and meet Cole Sprouse.
Right.
Like,
he was staying there.
Yeah, that was like truly our plan. Like, we're going to sneak out of the hotel, get in a taxi. The taxi's going to drive us to NYU.
And you guys are going to sneak onto NYU campus also.
Yeah, and Cole Sprouse will be there.
Right.
Also, we're 17.
Right.
Like, it's not like we were, like, that young and delusional. So I think we started going towards NYU, and then we realized it was a bad decision and asked the taxi driver to take us to Times Square and then just ran around Times Square for, like, a half hour.
Also, we're bad decision.
I was going to say, also
not a great decision either.
Yeah. But we successfully snuck back in, and I don't know if my dad ever figured it out.
That's so awesome. You should ask him now.
That's so funny. I feel like whenever, like, celebrities, I told you guys about that one time when I thought the Jonas Brothers were going to be at that movie theater and we ran around the delusion. I think when you're young and a celebrity is, like, mentioned, it's just, like, all bets are off. You're like, you'll do anything because also that's your only chance for them to fall in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to get in front of them so they can see you so that they can know that they love you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, how would they know?
And if you have to sing "Down by the Banks of the Hanky Panky," cheat didn't work.
If you have to sing that or if you have to sing, if I could reach higher. That's what I sang for my fifth grade graduation.
At the graduation.
So you might have to sing a little ditty, but you know, it might work.
We did a little song. Yeah, we did a little song. Attention. Jesus, God help us. We simply are the
maybe
same.
I should have just kissed a note and left it at Cole Sprouse's dorm room.
Maybe you should. Yes,
that was where I messed up.
Yep.
Listen, if it doesn't work out with any of our men, we now know the tactics in which to get new ones.
Yes.
You ride around on your bike, you give them a letter, you sing a song, we're good.
I'm picturing you like on a unicycle, like juggling, like, can I have your attention, please? Crush, look at me. Literally. Don't you want this? Very subtle.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was just in the neighborhood.
Yeah. With my unicycle and juggling balls.
Bro, honestly, that was what I was giving, riding around my block over and over. Yeah. That was not ever done before.
I also
didn't have permission to go that far into the cul-de-sac.
Oh.
Now that we're talking about it, my mom was like, you stop at this one, but his was at the connecting connector.
Right.
And I was like, well, let me just turn. Mom, I was just turning around.
I was just.
And the note fell out of my pocket.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Could you imagine me throw my bike down and run up to the front and put, I just like
that's think what that's you
so,
did.
That's so.
That's like movie.
That's being alive, Paloma.
Truly, have you ever felt alive past that? That's probably the only time in your whole life where you felt like a person.
That was the last time I felt the rush.
Right.
Dude, oh, with God. The notes though, sorry, I know we already talked about this, but that was like such a pinnacle thing of like writing a note,
oh,
check
yeah.
yes or no. I remember one time my little brother got a note like that in like second or third grade, and he brought it home and he was like, Sierra, I have to ask you something. Like, this girl gave me this note. Like, what do I do? And I was like, well, do you like her? He's like, no, but like as a friend, and I don't want to hurt her feelings. Oh, but if I check yes, then she's like, oh, right. what's she going to think? But I can't check no. And he goes, what if I write another box? And I wrote, as a friend, and I check that. I'm like, that's a great decision.
Totally.
So that's what he did.
That iconic. Is a good decision.
Yeah.
I never got my paperwork back.
It's better than a no.
That is better than a no. God, that's like dreadful. That's why I'm like, I don't know why we were doing that, because like, that's just the number one way to just get your feelings hurt. Like,
but
what
also
is this
like,
for?
To get your feelings hurt, I don't know. It's like kind of part of the process. Then you get to go listen to all the sad songs on your pink
right.
iPod Nano.
But then I'm yeah. embarrassed because now they know.
Yeah,
and they don't, and now it's been acknowledged that you also don't like me back.
It's better to have your heart broken by secretly being like, they'll never love me.
Yes. Mm.
Instead of like,
versus
oh,
them outright being like, I don't have.
They don't.
And
that.
Also yeah. that way, there's always the if. Because I never mm-hmm. asked the yes or no. Like, there's always the what if. And so it's right. better if I just la, 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 la. Because.
And then you can blame it not working out on just like life. Like, oh, we didn't get that. We didn't have the chance. And it's like all
right.
that stuff.
Right.
The one who got away.
Well, also, in retrospect, imagine if he would have been like, yeah, I have a crush on you too, and then goes to middle school, and then I'm like some fourth grader. Like,
right.
Like, what was I thinking? What was right. I to do? This man was going to go off to middle school, and I was going to trust that he was going to be. No,
you
I
were
was
thinking like an 8-year-old.
I was
because
thinking,
you
right.
were an 8-year-old.
Right.
And that's how I know that, like, it had to have been a crush, because I never thought what would happen after. Like, I really gave that note, and I didn't. I just thought Buddy Reader was going to be like, I.
Me
yeah,
too.
Yeah. We're going to just, like, now talk. We're just going to, like, hang
yeah,
out now.
Call you on your home phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
right.
yeah.
Like, yeah.
Never thought of like kissing him or anything like that. That's like, why the
well,
lipstick
the
further, is so jarring.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you had to have seen that somewhere and like heard that. What's crazy is now that we're talking about this, 2 days ago, I was at Ryan's house and I said something and I was like, oh, bozo, whatever. You know me. You know me.
Bozo.
Bullying. And he was like, I would like a written apology. I was like, for what? He was like, because you called me bozo. And I was like, you are. And he was like, I want a written apology. And I was like, okay. So I wrote, I was like, babe, I'm so bullshit. I don't even know what I said. Sorry. Love you. Blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, wow, not you like not putting commas and blah, blah, blah. I was like, not you commenting on my grandma. I was like, I want a written apology from you.
Right.
So then he wrote something. He was like, I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, do you
That's
forgive
so cute.
Me? And he wrote yes or no with the checkbox. That just
oh
happened 2 days
my
ago.
God.
I totally forgot to write now. And I did check no.
Obviously.
I love that.
But then I was like, wow, that's like bright. I was like,
yeah.
And also, you doing that means that you have done that.
I was just going to say,
like,
what you know about that
was,
check yes and no?
And who are you sending these notes
yeah.
to,
or
actually?
Or who did you receive this yes or no from?
Right.
Where'd you learn that, Ryan?
Right. No, right. Literally.
Oh, so you know about the boxes. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. 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 So tell me about her.
Right. Literally, from
so
fourth
you still
grade,
love
I'm
her
like,
mom.
Theo, yeah. yeah. Literally.
Ryan listening back to this
he's
episode,
like,
talking about my crush. He's like,
oh my God.
Dude, Steven told me a story like that that honestly made me so sad for like little him. Aww. He said he wrote a letter like that to a girl in like second or third grade, like a check yes or no. He tried to pass it to her and the teacher got it and she read it in front of the class.
No, that's rude.
And he like shelled up,
right?
Like, obviously didn't say anything, was
right.
so embarrassed. She like tried to come up and talk to him and he like ran away to the bathroom and he was like, I literally didn't talk to a girl for like 3 years after that. He was like, and you know how like,
right.
He's such a sensitive little boy.
Aww.
And like to think about like how much that would have like taken the wind out of his sails. I'm like, that's
oh my
so
God.
Sad.
Dude,
oh, Steven.
The I teacher know. Reading that out. If
that's actually kind of fucked
up. That is so messed up.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
honestly, as an educator, perhaps let's work on not bullying. Because that's like kind of
children.
Bullying. That is
key.
Bullying.
Because
yeah.
you know they're going to be embarrassed. Obviously, because if they weren't,
children.
They would have said it out loud. But you know it's in a note. And like,
yeah.
you could have just been like, Steven, don't pass notes. What yeah. are we doing?
Right.
You don't have to read it.
Right. As a teacher, I would have read it and seen what it was, obviously.
Right.
And then I'd have been like, You are very lucky I'm not about to read this out loud, young man.
Right. And moved on.
And moved on.
Not read it.
And been like, and after, I'm like, and also, you're what a lover. Hello.
You know? Not like, Katie, Steven wants to know. Like, oh my God. That's so rude.
Imagine also what was in the letter. Like, who knows what he had said?
Yeah.
And it was written out loud to the
whole class.
That poor thing. That poor
man.
He said that really kept him from like talking to girls for like multiple years.
I'm sure.
Like, he was so affected.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's so sad.
That is so sad.
Oh, baby. That's so sad.
It's like a little funny, but it is sad.
It's funny though.
A little bit.
All right. Up next from our viewer submissions, we have from Cheyenne. Growing up, I had a crush on Shark Boy as well as Elliot Murdoch from Cheaper by the Dozen 2. I just realized last year, age 27, my crushes were just Taylor Lautner.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
She's like, I like this character and this character and this character. And they're.
And hold on a second. She's probably like, oh, I have a type. They're all like brown hair.
Same, different font.
Like different.
Nope, same
just
font.
Just the same.
I love that. And also, Taylor Lautner girl.
Yeah. I feel like that was one of those like universal ones that was like, maybe we didn't have like it wasn't giving like Zac Efron where we had like shrines, but it was like, oh no, he's hot. Like we like him.
Yeah, like with the little spiky hair and Shark Boy. I remember, I was like, oh, he's
that.
Cool.
I love the boys with the spiky hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Danny had spiky hair.
Oh. Yeah.
That was like the precursor to the swoopy hair. Like first you wanted the really gelled spiky hair.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then it was the swoopy hair.
Mm-hmm.
That swoop. Had us so
unwell,
ladies.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was literally trying to think about if I had any crushes on girls. And the reason why I'm like, I had to have, right? Like, I've literally been so gay forever. But I always had crushes on my friends. And so then it wasn't the same as a crush on a boy.
Mm.
It wasn't like the same like dramatics
mm-hmm.
because they were my friends. So it was just like, I like you, but we're friends and it's whatever. And I know that this is doing nothing. Because
were you not like talking to your friends about it? Wasn't the same like built up like, oh my God, I have a crush on her and da da da, you know?
Right. And also there was like a part of me too that was like, this is bad.
Right.
Say nothing, do nothing. Don't talk about it. It's fine. No one say anything. No one breathe. So there was also that aspect of it too where I wasn't like really trying to like indulge in it too much.
Mm.
Like I was if it was like boys or whatever. And too, like I was. Like you said, like I had friends, like we talked about it, and like I wasn't trying to talk to my friends about our friend.
Right.
That's a girl. What the
fuck? Right, weird.
Mm-hmm. So I did it, but I was like, are there really no girls I like? I mean, every woman on TV, I was like, hello.
Okay, this viewer submission is anonymous and a little scandalous.
Oh.
It says, best friend's brother.
Ooh.
The crush started my sophomore year of high school and went all the way until I was in college. He was one of my close friend's brother and our family were friends. I'm a romantic and at the time even more so, although probably not aspiring to healthy relationships, LMAO.
Right.
Considering I had just read the Twilight series.
Yeah, toxicity.
He checked all my perfect criteria on the surface, looks, etc. But he was an asshole. To be honest, his family was a little nuts too, which honestly probably just contributes to it, right? Like,
we're
just so volatile.
Mm-hmm.
We just can't seem to make it work.
Right.
It's like that.
That whole child, I mean, that's how too. Yeah.
That keeps it going.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, his whole family had raised him like he was a prodigy and he was very average just because he was the oldest son. It didn't help that he was never at the house or any family function. So I imagined up his entire personality and envisioned our relationship years down the line. Honestly, we've known that family for 10 years and he has never spoken to me, not even a hi. I was very DeLulu for 4 years, literally not caring that he had never spoken a word to me. Thank God I was too nervous to approach him and we never dated because I know that would have been a disaster. Also, my crush was so obvious. I told my friend and my mom eventually caught on. I love that even like when you were adding all the family friend stuff, I'm like, okay, so they're going on a family vacation. They're secretly making out in the woods.
Right,
you know?
Right. No, right.
I love that you never talked.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That it was just the thought. And the making up his whole personality,
I know that.
So relatable.
I was like, love that for you.
And I bet you he loves to read. I'm sure he does.
Right.
Of course he does.
Right.
Just give me a little crumb and I'll build a whole fantasy in my head.
I saw him holding a book, so he must be a reader.
Right.
God. Yeah, that's a little DeLulu. A little DeLulu. But that's what having a crush is. Half of it is literally just being delusional.
And it's just fun. Like, also, that's why I feel like it's, like, meaningless fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just
like, having a crush is just, like, it's like having a hobby. Like, this is just the hobby of the, you know? Because I spend my time thinking about it. I, like, talk about it. I laugh about it. Ha ha.
It consumes you. Like, yeah, it really does.
It's
so
kind of a lot, yeah. It's giving hobby.
It is giving an extracurricular.
Giving, yeah. Spending
Maybe
hours.
That's why we struggle to find, you know, hobbies once we're in a relationship. Because it's right. Like, well, I spent all of my time pining after people.
Yep.
Now I need to take up knitting or something.
Yep.
Sierra, I think you might have read me a little too hard.
Yeah.
Me, what were my hobbies before Ryan? Yes, boys.
Boys. Yes, other boys. Literally other
crushes.
Boys.
Crying yeah. into my little pillow pad at my parents' house.
Drew looks
at me. That should be me. Oh, okay. What was your favorite go-to or top couple listening about your crush songs? Because I've exposed myself. One Less Lonely, or not, Teardrops on My Guitar. That should be me.
Yeah.
Also, Crush by David Archuleta. Because great song. Self-explanatory.
No, right. Yeah, same. That Should Be Me. Justin Bieber, obviously. And then there was this one that I heard like once. I don't even know the artist. It's called I Wish You Loved Me. Me out the window. More.
I wish you loved me.
Like, for real. Crying. Crying over about somebody I simply don't even know. Those are, like, my favorite.
Okay.
Please. I can't.
In addition to Teardrops on My Guitar, because I can still see myself in the computer room, on the big computer, watching mm-hmm. it over and over on YouTube, I would just watch it and, like, literally cry right. as well. But the song that specifically makes me think of, like, Crush, that, I like, it came out, and I even had to print off the lyrics so he That's could hopefully know. See it on my binder and know it was about him.
Yep.
The lyrics, here we go. Bubbly by Colby Calais.
Oh.
Yeah. Right.
Starts in my toes.
Makes me think Wait, of my nose.
But yeah, what's the part that got me crying? When she would key change and do oh. that. You could my nose. Yeah, the yeah, feeling yeah. shows. Yeah, yeah. And I would be like, you're right.
That's so
good. And I still remember printing off the lyrics, putting it on my clear binder, and like literally always right. trying to show it to him and like have other stuff. And right. and then hopefully tell my friend, like, and you should tell, like, what's his face to like look at her binder or whatever. And I don't know. And I'd always be like,
we were always trying to be so subtle, but in like we weren't actually acting subtle, but the things we were trying to get the people to notice was subtle. And not like real. Like you wanted him to look at your binder
to read
as you were like
bubbly. The lyrics
to read
bubbly?
Lyrics, which also probably weren't big enough to even read. You'd literally have to like take the like. You know
well,
what I'm saying?
Your flirting strategy relies a lot on boys being able to read both of the things,
and men can't do that. So you're off to a tragic start.
I was gonna say if you're trying to get like a girl's attention, she would probably pick up on that stuff,
right?
But like, are boys really going to be that perceptive?
No, it never worked. And I would change my binder out weekly. Like, and then I switched to pictures. Right. Thank you, Jessica. I remember, do you remember you guys, those guys from MySpace? And they would have like, there was a blue one and there was a yellow one. And sometimes they would hug, they would hold hands. It was just like these little meme guys that were like in okay. love.
Oh, yes.
On
yes,
Tumblr.
Yes.
I would put those two with some stupid quotes, hoping that he would know that it's about how I feel about him.
Which is delusional because why would he think... Even if he did see it, even if he grabbed your binder and looked at it and read everything, why would that tell him that that was for him?
Because she's because an idiot. She can right. fall asleep at night imagining a meet cute the next day where he bumps into her in the hallway and goes, whoa, your binder. What's this? Bubbly by Colby Calais? I love that song. We should listen to it sometime. Right? Like, you can yeah. imagine the whole scenario.
Right, you're yeah. right.
Because that's what I was doing.
We're waiting on the fan fictions here. I don't know what the fuck we're waiting on, but we're waiting on you.
Yeah, this Valentine's, I would like to ask again, petition for the smut.
Come on.
I want the Sierra smut.
Yes, so please.
Maybe that will be our reward. Once we finally accomplish one book of smut, Kit, will
like,
you?
Yeah, once we finally read will book? You write yeah, us something?
If Ryan and I, read a book, will you sponsor us and read us, write us some sponsor?
Perhaps a short story.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. A paragraph.
Okay.
Listen, while you're...
I'll do it. Yeah, while you're on maternity leave, I'll read a book and then you come back
perfect.
And
perfect. It's just going to say.
Perfect.
That's great. Your maternity leave
That's
homework.
Please. Amazing.
We also now have to read.
I know, boohoo. I'm going to read fucking, what's that shit called?
Icebreaker.
And on audiobook.
Easiest read.
Yeah.
Sorry. My glasses are fogging up.
Okay. I'm going to read. Hold on.
Oh, well, Ryan pulls up her next one. You know what was another song for me?
What?
If We Were a Movie by Hannah Montana.
Yes.
Oh. If we were a movie, you'd be the right guy. And I'd be the best friend that you'd fall in love with. In the end.
You made me laughing. Watching the sunset.
Play that happy song.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Please, please comment your crush song.
Please,
we
please.
Need to know.
Honestly, and there's nothing I love more. I am in such a happy relationship, but there is nothing I love more listening to some sad ass shit and be like, I wish I had a boyfriend. I wish my man loved me.
Yes, please like, comment the music.
Help.
The music that we can use to pretend we are single Dude. And heartbroken and yes. just in a toxic yes. relationship.
Dude, there's nothing
me.
Better.
Me when a new Taylor Swift album comes out and Steven's like, are you okay?
Are you okay?
We're You're about like, to pick a fight, baby.
Literally, I'm like, actually, we're fighting.
Please fight with me because I need this right. for the song to make sense.
Right. Okay, I just thought of another one because I literally have a playlist. It's not a public playlist. Help. But I do have a playlist on my Spotify called Cry Bitch. And literally one of the songs that I love and I will listen to it anytime I want to cry, it's called Chili and it's by Nicki. We'll link it below.
Thank
it's
you.
It's so good. But prepare yourself. It's a sad one.
Can't be sadder than That Should Be Me.
Definitely not. There's nothing sadder than That Should Be Me. Especially the Rascal Flatts version.
Oh. Stop. We can't even go on a whole other tangent.
That.
But that shit is so good.
It's so good.
God, and the key it's the key change.
It's the key change. It's so good. It's
if you
so
haven't
good.
Listened to it, That Should Be Me featuring Rascal Flatts, please.
Please.
Do yourself a favor. And actually, it's Valentine's Day. Turn that shit up.
Turn it on right now.
I'm going to turn it up.
Honestly, pause this. That's fair. Pause
we'll
this.
Wait.
Well, yep.
We'll wait. Hold on. Holding. Are you back? Did you cry? Great.
Did you add it to the Spotify playlist?
Right. Okay, this one is from Piper. Piper says, my most delusional crush is the cashier at my local veggie shop. Last time I was there, I tried to start some banter about her avocados. and I think she ended up overcharging me. Delulu cannot always be the Salulu.
Wait, Ryan, read the title.
Oh my God. Oh shit, I accidentally got out of it. Shit. Hold on, sorry.
We were just chatting while we were pulling up.
Wait. Really?
Yes.
Sorry, we were just taking a break and Sierra just dropped a huge
I know.
Yes. Mom on
wow.
us. Give it to us.
So, yes, David Archuleta has come out of the closet and he has I believe left the Mormon church.
Iconic.
And he has talked more in interviews recently about like finding himself and how he tried to really shut that down and, you know, like play into this image so that he could like try to convince
like
himself.
Like have a career.
Yeah,
oh,
and
yeah,
convince
oh, yeah.
himself.
Yeah, right.
Because being in the church, it was very, you know,
right.
frowned upon.
Mm-hmm.
And that he's realized now that like this is who he is and he's going to live his truth. And it makes listening to Crush so much better.
Oh my God. We love you, David.
I love you, David.
I
love that.
That is so lovely.
Have I ever told you guys about the time I randomly saw David Archuleta in concert like 2 years
Wait,
ago?
Wait, yes.
I was working it.
Yes.
What?
Me and my friend went because they like she worked there and had like really discounted tickets. I think we paid like $15. We saw David
Iconic.
Archuleta.
Right.
And it was like his fan base, first of all, are very committed. And they're also all like in their 50s.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
Not, but I also thought you were going to be like, it's all millennial women. I was like,
yeah.
Wow.
Right. I was like, yeah. It's all us.
He's wow. a sweetheart. I was working hospitality for that show. He was so nice. Easy rider. Nice guy.
Oh.
Left everything. Beautiful.
Love. Go Stolen stream. Him. Go stream David Archuleta's music.
Love that.
I do too.
King. Ah, oh.
Slay.
And you know what? It's for the best.
No, yeah, it's better.
It's simply for the best.
And all of this because I was mumble singing Crush under my breath while you were pulling up the next.
Yes, I wanted to read the title of Piper's submission and it's, oh, look, an avocado. Right, but also that is a bit delusional, right? That is very funny that she was really trying to like schmooze.
Right.
And the avocado lady was like, anyways, this is $50.
Anyway, double charges.
You've taken another $3 of my time.
Yep.
Damn.
I know, tragic.
That is so tragic. And it makes you think of like when, I don't know if you guys have had situations before when you're like, see a cute person helping or whatever, and you're like, maybe I should buy this because like they've been helping me so much. Right. And I don't even think cute. Like, I just feel bad that they've been helping me for so long that I'm like, I should buy this tank top. I mean, this girl sold it to me.
Right. You know? I feel bad taking the time. Yeah.
So the grocery store, I'd be like, oh, you recommend? Yes, throw it in. Yeah.
I feel like it's giving like Taylor the latte boy, you know?
No.
You don't know that song by Kristen Chenoweth? Taylor the latte boy.
No, but this sounds great.
Oh my gosh. Were you even a theater kid in 2008?
I guess not.
I love this.
It's a Kristen Chenoweth song about her having a crush on her barista.
Oh.
Well, it's going to be good because it's Miss Kristen.
Yeah. Let's listen.
But it is that thing. I feel like it's fun to have a crush like that. Like a grocery store crush, veggie store. That's ideal because you can just go in. You have a reason to be there.
Right.
You don't have to make up an excuse.
Right.
It's a drive-by crush.
I also feel like that the part of it, too, is like you actually trying to figure out whether they like you or if they're just being nice because they're working. But you're like, oh no, they totally have a
every
crush
time
on me.
I'm at Trader Joe's.
Right. You're like, not the workers flirting with
they
me.
All
they're just helping you get the peanuts. And you're like, so much money in the peanuts. They're like, oh, aisle 7. And they're like, God, do you see the way they smile?
He's like, oh, I'll go get it right now. I'm like,
and you're like, oh.
And at Trader Joe's, they're like so nice like, and so interested. Nice. And I don't know if it's that they hire the nicest people or if they really like are like,
but like, you need to like do the most. Yeah.
Because they're always like, oh, this mac and cheese. Oh, this excellent choice. Excellent choice. Wow. Yep. Are you having a party? You must be. Look at all the wonderful things you have to host. I'd love to go to that party. And you're like,
right. You're like,
you love me.
Do you want to kiss?
Are you about to kiss right now? Yep.
You're writing Trader Joe's fan fiction.
That should I read?
There you go.
Thank you. I'd read I will that write on you my some, way to Trader Joe's.
I'll call it Clean Up in Aisle 4.
Oh! I'm already
literally.
Hooked.
I know.
I'm hooked. I'm pre-subscribing. What's that called? Pre-ordering.
Pre-order. Pre-save. Yep.
All right.
I almost said preheat.
We're definitely preheating.
Preheating.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. Well, let me allow to take the hotness in this room, the temperature up one
what
more
are you
notch.
Saying?
Let me take the. Hold on. I have a bit. Hold on. I'm thinking. I'm like. I'm trying to say. Let's take up the heat in this. Like. Let's take up. How do I say a notch? Let's kick it up a notch and turn up the heat in this room by reading this next one from Anonymous.
Perfect. I would like to keep all of that in.
Yes.
Keep all of that in.
Go ahead. It's funny because she just bullied me, so now I don't want to read it.
Ignore her. It's just you and me. We're in aisle 4.
Well, now that's some smut. Yeah.
Well, it says, Ryan, Christina, let's be so for real.
Oh. Yeah. Dude, is this anonymous? Is there
Anon,
there
a... written Ryan, Christina, lover number one.
Oh. Bruh. Come out of, don't be anonymous.
Come out of it.
Come out.
DM me if it was you.
Not I you love shooting that. Your shots.
Yeah, look, I don't know who it is. Could be anybody.
Yeah. So anyways, comment below if
Ryan
that's you.
Ryan will understand. It's fine.
It's Ryan.
Oh. Ryan's like, boo.
Like, that's cute, but boo.
I love that.
No, I think there are many Ryan Christina admirers out
I
there.
Agree.
Show yourselves.
Show your, okay, yeah, let's just comment below and then
somebody
keep
comment
liking,
and then like it.
And
yeah.
We'll just like it. It's going to be everyone.
I'll start it.
I was just going to say, I'll start it.
Everybody seems like, ooh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Like.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Me. It's me on all my 4 accounts liking the
it is. You guys, it's Valentine's Day. Today is the day to tell your crush.
It
you
is.
Have a little dirty crush. It's shameless, you know?
Just, come on. I'm going to be able to
shoot a DM. Shoot a comment.
But also, it's okay if you don't, because sometimes it's lusting from afar is the best part, as we've talked about.
That's true.
Right.
Let's keep the foot.
Yeah, yeah.
Magic.
Honestly, keep the imagination. It's for the best.
Yeah. I love it.
Love me from afar.
Also, oh, not anonymous, by Abby. Oh. When I was in the 7th grade and I watched Sierra for the first time, I truly, genuinely came to the conclusion I wasn't straight.
Oh!
I get to be part of someone's gay or bi awakening?
Iconic!
Abby! Thank you.
Sierra, congratulations!
Dude, week made on Valentine's Day.
I'm blushing.
Oh my God. I can't tell with these glasses, but...
Ooh. Oh my gosh, lady. Spicy.
I know.
I love
lots
that.
Lots of viewers having crushes.
Okay, the next one I have pulled is called Divorced DILF. It is also anonymous.
Hot. It's already hot.
I have a crush on the divorced dad of one of my students. who is also a teacher at the school I work at.
Hot.
I have to see his ex-wife for drop-off and pickup and parent-teacher conferences, and I am always curious about the tea with their relationship. But he comes to my classroom at least 3 times a week just to say hi, and I am just going to live in the delulu that we're going to get married one day. LMAO. I don't think it's delusional that you think that's going to happen when he's just showing up unprompted at your room 3 times a week.
That is so, so hot. I would absolutely read a book about that. That's sexy, bro. Divorce Dilf, sign me the fuck up.
I was going to say, as long as the wife is not a wife.
Yeah, yeah. Divorced.
Divorced.
She's got to pick up her kid, as she should. That's fine.
Get the tea.
Get the tea and
yeah,
get a little something extra while you're at it.
Yeah, no.
But I guess maybe not. Because they work together. I forgot about that part. He's also a teacher.
That also makes it less impressive because it's not like he's parking and he's walking up. He's like, I'm going to pick up my kid from your classroom. He's there.
He's already there.
Yeah.
He's just there.
He's going out of his way to go
into your
room.
Yeah, he has a thing for you, girl.
That's hot.
And good for you.
And good for you.
And just, yeah, just keep.
It honestly, it's giving the same kind of vibe as like Grey's Anatomy when like one of the surgeons would like one of the interns or like one of the nurses or whatever. Like, that's hot. Like, I know we're here to work and we're saving lives, but also.
Quickly in the coat closet.
Quickly. And let's get back to it. Yeah.
And then scrub up.
And then scrub up. Yeah. We're going to need to scrub a bit.
Someone take the mic from me.
Dude, and you know that those students are shipping their teachers.
Oh,
because we used to do that all the time.
And they can see it if you think that those kids don't know what's going
on. Watching,
they see this teacher coming three times a week.
And it's especially if it's just to say, hey,
yeah,
please.
We used to all the time ship my soccer coach and the assistant coach all the time. And we would like ask them about each other, like on the bus ride, like to the game.
Right.
Like in high school, we'd be like, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And then they actually got together and we felt so vindicated. Our team was like, we did this.
Right. Like
we created this.
Mm-hmm. 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 And there's honestly a part that I'm sure that one of them was like, you know, the kids just like keep saying this about us.
They're right? Like, I never even thought about it. But then, like, I mean, I know that you hear, like, the girls' soccer team. Like,
there's gotta be.
Okay. Listen. Okay. And I know, yes, we're all happily together and, like, we're all in our relationships. And that's wonderful and lovely. But there is something about, like, that part pre-relationship, if it even goes there. But, like, there's something just,
They won't they.
You just can't get it. Because then once you get it and once you guys know, then all of that, like, built up shit, like, that goes away because now we're here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know. I am.
Father.
I know.
Help us. Are we done? I gotta go.
We can end on that one.
Maybe we should.
Oh, we haven't done our Woo Girl Minute.
And yes!
We
have to
do our Woo Girl Minute.
Yes.
All right, you guys. So for today's Woo Girl Minute, we have a message from Catherine C. Woo Girl Moment. Got married to the love of my life and became a proud owner of a 2-bedroom apartment all in the same day.
Oh my gosh. Congratulations.
Love that. Yes, congratulations.
I'm popping the imaginary champagne.
Yes, on your new apartment and your newly found marriage. Oh, lovely. Yeah.
But it's the opening line, got married to the love of my life. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
That is the love of your life. That's so iconic. Like,
Sweet. And to marry and get and move in at the same time.
Yeah, and come on, 2-bedroom. Come on, I love that. Come on,
absolutely
so proud
that.
Of you.
Truly.
Oh,
and on Valentine's Day.
Can we just do a woo for a Valentine's Day?
Woo!
I love you guys.
Yeah.
What an amazing.
And I love
episode.
You guys. This platonic love, but it's love nonetheless. Unless you guys have crushes on me, now's the time to say.
All right, go on now. Go on.
Come on.
But all jokes aside, you're so right. And I know we spent today talking about crushes and like all that kind of stuff.
Like,
but you're so the romantic stuff. But you're so right. It's also the day to spread love with your friends and your family and your pets. Mm-hmm. Like, spoil them. Like, today's the day about love, and it's not strictly just to your relationship. Spread it to everyone you love. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and we will see you next week.
Bye. Bye.
Please Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.